This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. I had an accident last night, all my own causing. Halftime, decided to run up to the attic, get the Christmas stuff or some more Christmas stuff. Yeah. I got one of those deals in the garage where you pull down the staircase.
Stairs hit you?
Yeah. Yeah, and there was something behind me, so I could not step all the way back like I would need to, and I tried to move my head out of the way and dropped it right on the bridge of my nose. I'm surprised it's not broken, right?
Oh, wow. I see the bump.
Yeah, yeah, there's a significant a bump right there. Yeah.
Very red.
And I don't know, maybe it is damaged significantly. Anyway, we're going to be all right, but that stung me a little bit.
So your ladder just kind of like falls, gravity takes it, cuz mine I really got to work that thing out of there.
Yeah, it comes down in half and then it flops out, the bottom half of it flops out, and before that, like that full bump, that corner right there just caught me perfectly. I felt like I got jabbed. If that right hook had been coming, I'd have been asleep out there on the garage floor. Definitely dazed me. Reset you on Overshown. It's good news, even though obviously the injury was just, you know, ugly to see. And we hope for the best for DeMarvian Overshown. But no nerve damage and no meniscus is the report. No meniscus damage. And that's one of those things when you tear your ACL, PCL, and MCL. He had the triple threat of knee ligaments, only sparing the patella tendon. It can go 18 months of recovery if you're looking at meniscus and, you know, cartilage, and obviously nerve damage is at this point career ending. I mean, I know Jalen Smith managed to lug that thing around and throw his foot somehow. He was so strong through his hip area, he could run without feeling the bottom part of his leg somehow. Got a big old bag off Jerry Jones. But none of that to worry about with Overshown. So no nerve damage, no meniscus damage for DeMarvian Overshown. How about Troy Aikman yesterday with Brad Sham? Wasn't that great?
At 6 o'clock. Gosh,
my goodness, dude.
Mishota wrote up an article working off of that. I would wonder how we're looking at this now 24 hours later following the defeat and the way it ended, the way that Dowda was having one of the greatest games in Cowboys running back history and only got the ball 18 times. As Brian pointed out, with 5:31 to go, you had the 14-yard run, and then you pass it three consecutive times and you got a punt. And that was the beginning of the end for the Cowboys. But, you know, Troy said short of Belichick, I don't know who you're going to bring in that has a better resume. He you know, referenced the 12-win season, says, I like the way the team's playing. Even without Dak, I sense that it's a team that really believes in Mike McCarthy. I think he's a good football coach. And I believe Jerry Jones thinks he's a really good football coach, too. That's kind of like summarize what Troy Aikman said. You know, I guess after the rest of the season plays out, our memory of this could fade. And if they get a win against the Eagles, if they beat Washington to end the season, I think it's still very much on the table. You know, I would say in my mind, it's somewhere around 20% right now that Mike McCarthy's back. How about you, Chief?
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. It was funny because Aikman was giving the McCarthy endorsement there with Sham, and then later in the game, he's lamenting why they're not trying to push the ball down the field, and he's frustrated with the route combinations and all the comeback routes and stuff, and he has been before. So it's kind of like, are you talking out of both sides of your mouth, or did you just maybe not realize that McCarthy's like really the one pulling the strings on what this offense is doing? doing here. I know, like, CEO, head coach, there are some qualities to Mike. They're not quitting on him, all these different things. But his offense is a huge problem. And even during the game, you hear Aikman lamenting it.
Yeah.
So, but I do think there's a real chance that Jerry and company just stay status quo.
Is the not pushing the ball down the field more on Mike or Cooper Rush, in your opinion, Brian?
I think there was a couple of times where Mike was trying to give him some of that eight-man protection. And we'll get into it at Krusty's Corner, because they go max and then they try and hit that deep shot to Cooks. And man, Cooper Rush didn't even look at it. He immediately checked the ball down to Dowdle. It ended up being a 10-yard play, which is a nice gain. But they were thinking much bigger on that play. So there were a couple of opportunities where Cooper Rush just did not want to push the ball down the field. And I thought the interception spooked him. I really, really do. And we've kind of seen that with Cooper Rush. He was playing well up until that point. You know, you look at the first drive of the game and things like that. But, man, he is so averse against trying, because he's thinking, like, I can't turn the ball over. Because when he does turn the ball over, they usually lose. That's something that, you know, you look at, like, games where he's played clean, they find a way to win. When he has a turnover, then things kind of...
And I think maybe if Mike's to blame, it's for going to Cooper Rush and saying, just don't turn it over. You know, he looks to be a little bit gun-shy, not playing free and easy. Maybe, you know, that was Trey Hendrickson breathing down his neck a little bit at times last night. I don't know, Wolchuk, what do you think?
This is one where, I mean, I agree with what, and we talked about this in the postgame, Brian. You've got to remove him from play calling duties if he's going to come back.
I totally agree.
But
a completely different offense. It's not like Schottenheimer, and you keep the same playbook and you just call the plays now. It's got to be a complete
revamp. Mike can be your consultant or something.
Sure.
You know?
Right, because he's won a lot in this league.
He could get you to Sunday.
He can.
As a coach, literally, he could get the team to Sunday.
Set the tone, have the guys, good morale. Yeah.
But I do wonder, if you're Mike McCarthy, team comes to me and says that, do I just say, all right, I'm done. Let's go our separate ways.
Yeah, it'll come down to who else is offering.
We always just assume, right, it's like Mike's contract's up. Maybe Mike is done with this. Maybe he's fed up.
A big part of his job satisfaction could be designing the plays and calling the plays.
Oh, yeah. We had this caller calling last night and was talking about that, you know, does Mike even want to be here? And I was like, man, we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. You know, we've kind of brought this up. Does Mike even want to be a part of this anymore?
And maybe the circus has become just too much for him. He's just frustrated with what's going on. Maybe he was wanting to play Rico Dowdle and he was told, no, we brought Zeke back.
I'd sure like to know that.
Yeah.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'd love to know that too, because it's malpractice. I mean, whatever was going on with the Rico Dowdle thing, anybody with two eyes that watched a training camp practice, and I get it, they put Zeke in bubble wrap, but you knew Rico was your best option. And since they've finally given him the lead back assignment, he's fourth in the league in attempts, first in yards, sixth in yards per carry, first in yards after contact, first in 10-plus yard runs with nine of them. So you're getting chunk runs from Rico. Clearly, he's made a big impact on your ability to run the football.
Five of his 18 runs last night were 10-plus yards.
So, yeah, wow. And the thing is, the offense was bad with Dak. So clearly, it's not good enough with Mike. The thing is here, they stress continuity. That's my whole thing, where if they bring him back, maybe it's, well, let's look at the defense. They moved on from Dan Quinn. It took half a season for the defense to get going. And then it's, well, if you go ahead and you remove Mike from play calling, now we have a new offensive coordinator. Do we have that same problem? I don't know.
We have Krusty's Corner here coming up in about 10 minutes. I was wondering if we could wedge in just a little bit of draft talk. Sure. I know at times it can be like chicken soup for your Cowboys soul here. Talk about some of these prospects. I don't know. I guess they'll pick 11th or 12th if I had to guess right now.
Yeah, maybe 12 right now.
Michigan junior defensive tackle Mason Graham declares for the draft, hired Drew Rosenhaus. And, you know, they're talking about him being a top five pick. I saw on Mel Kiper's big board, he's the fifth prospect and
absolutely
all that.
Yeah.
My question is, and I maybe I'm box scoring this, look out for that hotline Sandler might call in.
Mm-hmm.
Just 9 sacks over 3 years at Michigan. Well, you know, why are you guys so convinced a guy that hasn't done more is going to be a star?
First year in this new scheme. You know, if you look at what he's played in the previous scheme, this scheme, you know, Wink Martindale took over as the defensive coordinator at Michigan. Harbaugh and then played a different type of scheme. We've seen it with Mozzie. We've seen it with Chris Jenkins, who played last night for Cincinnati. You know, kind of a read and react scheme. This one is more up the field, more attacking. You know, Martindale in the league when he was with the Ravens, the Giants. He was a very blitz-heavy guy. It was about attacking. It was about getting up the field. You know, that's the thing with Mason Graham. I think that you look at a couple of these Michigan defensive tackles, him, Kenneth Grant, these are two big guys, 6'3", 320, 6'3", 339, and they both play. They're both very, very active in the way they play, completely different than what they've done in the past.
Okay, so I guess he's great in the run game.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah.
He's super wide. I mean,
6'3", 318.
Big dude.
Yeah.
He's tough to move off the football. I guess the thing for me is I wondered when watching him, like, am I watching a player that still has room to improve?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he at the best that he's going to be right now? There's a lot to like. High motor guy. You can see some pass rush ability for his size. The way he moves, very, very impressive. The technique's where you want it to be. But I wondered in my notes, is he maxed out? Am I drafting this? This is what he's going to be.
Yeah.
Or am I getting a guy in the top 10 that I think can still take another step?
Yeah. And if that's the case, hey, you know, I'm all for it. I think somebody in the trenches is, you know, one way or another is what the Cowboys should be looking at. Best landing spots and scheme fits for top running back prospects in the 2025 NFL draft. I'm working off a list from a Bleacher Report, and I see something I need to get your guys' thoughts on with Ashton Jeanty in this story.
Okay.
He is currently sitting on 344 carries. We're familiar with the law of 370. Only Eric Dickerson had 370 carries in an individual season, and it did not mark the beginning of the downturn for him. If he has 26 carries for the remainder of the playoffs, he's going to go over 370. He might go over 400 touches. He would. If they win a game, he's going over 400 touches, Wolchuk.
Yeah, and if they make a run, then without it, I mean, that's why to me, like, you see that rookie contract, that's where you're going to maximize the value on all these rookie runners. It's within the first 4 or 5 years of their career. You're not drafting these guys to get a second contract. So I think that's a big pushback. When you're taking somebody in the first round, you're hoping that's going to be a player that's in your organization for maybe 10 years. You're not going to have that with Jeanty. You're looking like a dude, probably the similar career to a dude who's, you know, 5 years in the league. I don't know, 6 years in the league. But you could be drafting a guy that immediately enters the NFL and is in
broken
the top five running back conversation.
Eric, what do you think of Kenneth Walker at Seattle?
I mean, outside of the injuries, he's been really, really good.
Yeah, see, this player is like Kenneth Walker to me. That type of the running style, the physicality.
Yeah, physicality,
he plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way he plays.
Downhill thumper.
Yeah, I mean,
the balance,
and this,
his ability
and you can
to
use
roll
this guy,
off defenders.
There's absolutely a concern about the number of carries. But there's also the things that you could do with him as a weapon throwing the football. You know, last night we were talking about that Cincinnati guy. I did not expect to see him catch the ball as well as he did last night.
Well, I'll tell you what.
That was a weapon for
pass protection.
Night.
I mean, he's a true three down back. Like, this dude's pass blocking is elite.
So if you want that, I might prefer SMU's Breshard Smith, who's a converted wide receiver from Miami, following that Tyrone Tracy path from college wide receiver, college running back, and then into the NFL. And maybe that'd be a good compliment for Rico Dowdle.
I know the kid at North Carolina, Hampton, Amarion Hampton, I compare him to DeMarco Murray.
Okay.
If you Cowboy fans or people out there, listen, we all remember what DeMarco Murray was as a player. This kid from North Carolina reminds me of DeMarco Murray the way he runs the ball.
And he's probably a second rounder.
Yeah. And then you also
like forward moonwalking.
Yeah. And then, he's a
pretty turf monster.
He's a pretty special player, because he's not going to make you miss, but he's going to run through tackles. And he's not going to run away, but he's very much the type of guy that wears you down. And I always felt like DeMarco Murray had that guy. Yeah. Now, Caleb Johnson from Iowa is a little bit of a different cat, too, you know, because I think he's got the vision and the decisiveness, the way that he attacks the hole, and he hits it with authority and a power. So those are three running backs, and that's just the top of the iceberg, or the tip of the iceberg. I think there's some lot more that we're going to have to look at here.
A lot of options.
There
could
be a lot of options.
Yeah, that's awesome. Ohio State's backfield.
Perfect
Justin.
Year for it.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's definitely a year to grab a back.
Mike McCarthy press conference and a little Krusty's Corner on the other side. Brian, what do you have on deck?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about some of the plays I saw in the Cincinnati game. We'll do that next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.